expedition, Rules to Live By, and celebration, we wanted to have some insight on our teachers' rules to live by. Some of the people that participated were Miss McGuire, Martina Baker, Professor Holly from Elmira College, Ivan Purifoy, Miss Gardner, Miss Woods, and Miss Law. All of our scholars worked hard to generate high-quality interview questions to get information we needed. We hope you enjoy it.
All right, so you guys get to ask me questions. So Kirsten, you can go ahead.
What is your rule to live by?
Nice and loud.
What is your rule to live by?
My rule to live by would be to treat others the way that you want to be treated.
How do you use this rule in life?
I use this rule every day in life when I approach scholars and other staff members. And I look and see if I should be treating them differently. Maybe I'm not having a great day and I need to change the lens and look and change my behavior so that I can treat them the way that I would want somebody to treat me. Who's got the next question?
Past expedition.
I don't know. Nice and loud, Colin.
This is why we should practice.
She asked if you wanted to practice.
Yes.
This is experiences.
What in your past year experience made you have this rule?
So your question is, what in my past experiences made me have this rule? I think growing up, I was the youngest, and a lot of times people weren't super kind to me because I was the youngest, and they could just say to me, you know, you're the youngest, so you don't get to do this with us. And that wasn't super kind of them. So I think it was really important to show kindness, and as I got older, to treat others the way that I wanted to be treated.
What is your goal in life, in the future?
My goal is to teach my scholars to live by the same rule.
How can you use your rule to help you accomplish these goals?
I think by treating my scholars the way that I want to be treated, it will help model for you guys how you should treat each other. And it may open your eyes to how you should be treating your friends and your teachers and following those core values of Finn.
What's your name?
My name is Martina Baker.
What's your rule to live by and why?
My rule to live by would be, don't sweat the small stuff, because I don't think that you should stress over things that aren't really a big deal, and you shouldn't get worked up over things that, you know, you really shouldn't worry about. I think that life is short and you have to kind of enjoy every minute that you get, and so I just don't think that it's really worth getting all worked up or all stressed out about things that really don't matter.
Why did you choose this rule?
I chose this rule because I just think, again, that life is short. You know, you guys are kids now, so you have your entire futures ahead of you. And I remember when I was your age and I had my whole futures ahead of me, and it's gone quite quickly. And all of a sudden, I'm a grown-up, and I'm a mom, and I have a lot of responsibilities, life can be stressful. So I think I've just realized, as I've gotten older and have sort of experienced some of the challenges that life can bring and some of the tragedy and things that life can bring, that you have to enjoy the time that you have, and you have to sort of live life to the fullest, and it doesn't really help when you worry about the small things and the things that really don't matter, you know, like, oh, I didn't get the coolest pair of shoes or whatever. Who really cares? Shoes are shoes, right? Like, we're all fortunate that we have shoes to wear on our body, and who cares if they're not the coolest ones? Or, you know, just little things like that that we can get all worked up about. I just have realized that you have to sort of focus on your friends, your family, being a good person, being kind, the things that make this world a better place, helping people, so I kind of don't get caught up in the small things and the dramas that we can all get caught up in every single day.
What in past experiences made you have this rule?
That's a good question. What in past experience? I guess I just... Am I supposed to get deep here? Can I get deep here?
You can get as deep as you can.
What has made me... Can you say it one more time, the question?
What in past experiences made you have this rule?
So... I guess I would say... What really brought this rule to the forefront of my sort of life and being is when I experienced loss. So I lost, not to make everyone sad or upset, but I lost both of my parents within 6 months of each other. So first my mom passed away and then my dad passed away. And that was really hard for me. I was a grown-up. It was only a couple years ago. But it was really hard for me, and it kind of made me realize that there's more to life that is important than getting caught up in the small stuff. You know, again, it's about our family. It's about our friends. It's about taking care of each other, being a good crew. And when I lost my parents, I just kind of realized that those are the kinds of things that are important. It's not the little things that we should worry about. And I used to get caught up in a lot of the little things and the drama and the stress of every day. And then I realized, you know, oh my gosh, that's not important. What's important is enjoying the time that we have with our friends and with our family and enjoying life as much as we can. And so I just kind of said, oh, you know what? I'm kind of not going to sweat the small stuff anymore. I'm kind of over worrying about drama, and I'm just going to enjoy every day that I get, because I'm really lucky to get every day and, you know, have this life that I live. So that's kind of when I started not sweating the small stuff.
How do you use this rule in life?
How do I use this rule in life? I try to be really positive when I can. I try not to be negative about things. I try to always sort of look at things as glass half full, not glass half empty. I try to be optimistic and think that for the most part, people are trying to do the right thing and try and do a good thing. And I just kind of make it sort of how I practice my day-to-day routine. I don't get caught up in drama. You know, I don't, I try to always speak kindly about people, not judge people. I think everybody has their own situations. Everyone has different places that they're coming from and different experiences. So I try to respect that and respect everybody and know that everyone is coming from a different angle. So if someone disagrees with me, it doesn't mean, you know, that they don't like me or we're never going to get along. I just kind of think, oh, that's just a disagreement, no big deal. And I try not to get worked up over everything. So I guess I would just say I try to be really positive. I try to keep others positive and keep others sort of focused on the good parts, and not to be negative and not to be judgmental or mean, you know, always show kindness and always try and take care of others. And I kind of do that. I try and do that here at work. I try and do it with you guys. I try and do it with my own kids. And just, I just try to be sort of a positive influence on people. I guess that's how I use it every day.
What is your goal?
What is my goal? Oh my gosh, that's a broad question. My goal, I guess my goal would be to, again, just be as positive as I can and try to influence as many people as I can to also not sweat the small stuff and realize that there's a lot of little things in life that we get caught up in that we really don't need to worry about. And then I guess my other goal is to sort of broader is to help people. That's the biggest part of my goal, is to help as many people as I can in any small way possible. Is that it?
How would your rule help you accomplish this goal?
How will my rule help me accomplish this goal? Because I'll be sort of leading by example, right? So if I'm being positive and I'm not sweating the small stuff, and if I, you know, if someone does something that upsets me and I just kind of model and say, ah, whatever, you know, they said that, that doesn't bother me, I'm not going to let that affect me, then that kind of will model for people that you can choose how you react to a situation. We talk to you all about that all the time. And I always choose to react in sort of a more positive way, and so hopefully that will model to people sort of my life mantra, and that will then affect them, I guess. Hopefully that's my goal.
Thank you for
interviewing
us.
Have
a good day.
Thank you for interviewing me. You have a good day too. I thought they were nice.
Down
for our interview.
Thank you for welcoming me over to your table. Very appropriate and professional.
What's your name?
Good morning. I am Holly Colago. I am a professor at Elmira College.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what's your rule to live by?
My rule to live by, it's a very important thing that guides us in our lives, right? My rule to live by is to always create and maintain respectful relationships.
What past experience made you have this rule?
Past experience is being Navajo. I'm Navajo, I'm Native American. So the way that I was raised by my grandmas and my grandpas and my mom and dad and aunts and uncles was to always respect all the relationships that we are in with people and with the earth and with everything around us, animals, trees, water, all those things that give us life and support, because we don't live as individuals. We live in community with others.
Why do you believe this is a rule to follow?
Because that's the only way we can survive, right? If we cut off everything from ourselves and we think we can survive by ourselves, we won't. So we always need some kind of relationship. And it hurts when you disrupt a relationship and it's not good. And so we have to remember that we should always try to keep them in a good way so that we're happy and that we survive.
How does this rule help you in life? Well, how do you use this in life?
I always consider others when I make decisions about the actions I take. I want to make sure that I don't hurt anybody when I'm either talking to them or accidentally bump them, or I never intentionally try to be mean or hurt anybody or animals or anything like that. Or I never intentionally try to hurt the earth in any way, because those things, like I said, are the reasons that we survive.
What is your goal for the future, and how will you use this rule to accomplish it?
Oh wow, I got a lot of goals for the future. And it all starts with people like you, because you're all young people. You're all people that I care about because of, you know, your children, and you're growing into our community leaders. And so my goal is to help in educating you all to become strong leaders in our community that are going to help the community be a good place. And I do that by being a teacher education professor. So I teach at Elmira College. I teach future teachers who are going to come into your classroom and be teachers as well. Just like Ms. Rosengrant, she's one of my students that I used to teach. And hopefully she's doing a good job, because, yeah, I'll come back and give her a bad grade if not.
Have you ever not followed your rule?
Oh, man. That's a good question, because sometimes, even though we have a life rule that drives us, we still tend to, I don't know, maybe fall by peer pressure or something else that might shift us in a different direction. Not very badly. I always try to respect relationships, and when I was a kid, maybe I might have got upset and said something like, "Oh, I hate that person." And my mom and dad said, "Oh, don't use that word. Hate is a really strong emotion and it sends out bad vibes to other people, and it's only going to come back to hurt you. So don't say that. Don't think like that. It's going to hurt yourself." And so, you know, those kind of instances when I was a kid, my mom and dad quickly said, "No, don't say that. That's dangerous, because you're going to hurt yourself. You're only going to hurt yourself when you do things like that."
Are there things in the past that you wish you would change?
Oh yeah, lots of things, but let me think. That's a really complicated question, because I study history of education, and I study history of the way Indigenous people, Native American people, have been treated in the United States and other people that we might call minorities in the United States, because those relationships were severely hurt. And so I wish some of those things I could change. Not about myself. I mean, there's a lot maybe I could change about myself, but when I think about things in our history altogether as a large community, there was a lot that I can change, because everybody needs to feel free and everybody needs to feel like they have strength and they're going to be powerful individuals. But for myself, what can I change about myself? I don't know. I think that everything that has gotten me to this point was for a purpose. And so I don't know if I would change anything, because maybe I wouldn't be right here sitting with all you awesome kids if something changed in the past, you know.
Thank you for coming to our interview.
Thank you for inviting me, and thank you to everybody. You did a wonderful job listening, so thank you to inviting me and letting me into your beautiful school.
It turned off.
Alright, what is your name?
My name is Ivan Purifoy, or Mr. Purifoy.
What is your rule to live by?
What is my rule to live by?
Yeah.
I feel like I got a couple. Should I just use one?
You can use two or one. How many
ones? I guess I like the saying that failure to prepare is preparing to fail. And I feel like I'm somebody who is really, who needs to prepare in life, anything that I'm doing, to make sure that I can put out the best to my ability, because I don't like to fail. I know it's part of life, but I want to make sure I put my best foot forward at all times, no matter what I'm doing, playing basketball, a sport, coming to work. I feel more comfortable when I'm prepared, knowing that I put my best effort forth.
Why do you believe this is the rule to follow?
I believe this is the rule to follow because regardless of what you go through in life, and as long as you live a long life, you're always going to have to be ready for what's in front of you. So, you know, as a young man growing up, I knew that I wanted to go to college. In order to go to college, I had to do certain things to prepare for college, do my work, you know, be on time, work hard. I knew that one day I have a job, and in order to be successful in my job, I had to prepare for my career, and I had to work hard at my craft. I knew one day I wanted to be a father, and I had to be a good father, so I had to pay attention to, you know, preparing how to do that. So it's just something that I always felt like if I don't prepare for those roles and those jobs, then I wasn't going to be too successful.
What made you think of this role?
Something that, you know, is what a quote is always something that has been said, and I always felt like it's a good thing to live by. But again, I think for me, it was always kind of easy because, you know, watching my parents work extremely hard, being undereducated in terms of my mother quit school at 10th grade, my father barely graduated from high school, but really worked hard to instill education in me. It always put me in position to make sure that I set myself up to succeed in life by working hard and always preparing myself for the goals that I wanted to accomplish. And I knew that it was important that I focus on my education. I knew that in order to, you know, make my parents happy and because of the job they did with me, that I had to make sure that I prepared in a way in which would set me up. And I failed many times, but I just knew that along the ways, and I still have a long ways to go, but that it's important to always get ready, get up, and keep moving forward.
What is your goal in the future, and how can you use this rule to accomplish these goals?
So my goal, for me personally, is, I guess, to instill that same ideology or thought process into the people that I impact on a daily basis, like you guys. So I'm hoping that what I say and do will be a positive influence on those who I impact on a daily basis.
Is this your main rule to live by, or do you have another rule to live by?
It's one of my rules to live by, but I'm also into fitness, obviously, right? And so, you know, as I got older, I'm 37 years old now. You know, you don't think about being that age when you're your age, right? You think about that's I'll get there way down the road, but it happens so quickly. So one of my biggest things is movement is medicine, and the more you move, the better you feel. So I feel like me staying active and keep moving and, you know, working at being the best I can be physically, that I can live a long, healthy lifestyle and just feel good about my physical health no matter how old I am.
What's your name?
Miss Gardner.
What is your rule to live by?
My rule to live by? That's a hard question. My rule to live by is not everything's perfect.
Was there ever a time you didn't follow your rule?
Yes.
How do you use your rule in your everyday life?
Sometimes I have to accept that my scholars aren't going to follow the directions the first time. Sometimes I have to accept that maybe I'm not the fastest person at my race, and you just have to improve and get better.
Have you ever had a hard time in your life and why?
Yes, because when I was in college, I lived almost 4 hours away from all of my family. And that was really, really hard to be away from them all the time for 4 years. So it was really tough.
how do you react when you receive help, when you see people not following your rule?
Sometimes I try to help them correct it, correct their behavior. And sometimes I just give them a reminder that it's okay to not be perfect, and it's not okay to think that everything should be perfect the first time. So you have to work hard to change things.
Do you think other people should use this rule?
Yes.
If so, why?
I think everyone should use this rule because if everyone in the world was perfect, it'd be really boring, right? It would be really boring if everyone was perfect, and we wouldn't learn new things. So we had an author this morning that told us that even scientists are still learning new things about this world, and if we don't learn every day, then there's really no point, is there? So we have to keep learning all through our whole lives.
How does your rule impact your life?
It impacts my life because I try to tell scholars in my classrooms and scholars in this school that they need to learn all the time, every day, not just when they're in school. So even when they go home and they do their homework, they're still learning, right? Even on the weekends when they're going grocery shopping or playing with their friends, they're still learning new things. So I try to remind them that we're always learning. Teachers are always learning, doctors are always learning, all grown-ups are always learning. So you kind of have to get used to it and keep learning new things.
Okay, is that all?
Is that it?
Thank you. What is your name and what's your rule to live by?
My name is Miss Floods, and my rule to live by would probably be to do your best.
What made you have this rule?
Probably because I feel like as long as you're doing your best, no matter where you are or who you're with, then you're being true to yourself, and you know that you've given everything you can.
How do you use your rule in your everyday life?
I work really hard to do my best in my job when I come here every day. So there's a lot of things that I could probably easily say I don't feel like doing, or I don't want to do, or I'm too tired to do. But I don't let myself because I want to do my best, and I want to do my best for everyone that I work with, including the kids that I work with, and I want to make my family proud of me, and so that means always trying and doing better. And at home, or just when I'm with friends, there's still that same rule that I live by because I want to make sure I'm making good choices, I'm setting an example, and I'm always trying to be true to myself.
What is your goal, and how can your rule help you accomplish it?
My goal? Holy moly.
Aspiration.
Yeah. Right now. Oh, man. Well, see, it's hard because when I was your age, my goal was to be a teacher. And then when I became a teacher, my goal was to have a school. So now, my goal is probably to help you all succeed. And so that means for me that if I have the rule for myself that I always want to do my best and be my best, then I'm going to do what I can to help you do your best and be your best.
Why do you believe in this rule?
Because I think it helps you be a good person. I think it helps you achieve more than you think you can. I think it helps you try new things and continue to grow and learn and aspire by always doing your best.
How did this rule change your life?
Lots of ways. I always set goals for myself, so I always did things that I never thought I would do. There were a lot of things that I wanted to do when I was your age that I surprised myself by, and there were things that I took risks with and tried new things. Probably most recently, doing my best meant that I committed to being a part of our Spartan group at Finn, that a bunch of the teachers did. So that was really a big challenge for me, because it's really easy for me to go home and just lay on the couch at the end of the day, right? And so I was committing myself to doing my best and being my best by getting ready for that race and doing more than I thought I could. And I ended up really surprising myself by what I could do.
Do you think you've ever broken that rule?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Of course I have. I'm human, right? So, yeah. I think I've said I could probably have done better, but I didn't really want to, or I just wanted to be done. So, yeah, I have.
What do you do when someone you see or that you love isn't trying your best and you know they could try harder?
Ooh. Well, that happens a lot when I'm here at school. But I have friends that also sometimes could make better choices or do better, do more. So sometimes I will try and help them and try and guide them a little bit, maybe giving them the help that they might need from me or the extra push they might need to do better. Sometimes, though, I also have to just watch and hope that they make the right choices for themselves so that they can make that decision personally. And I kind of have to just step back and hope that they do that.
10 years from now, what do you think your goal would be?
10 years from now?
Well,
10 years from now. My goal in 10 years. My goal in 10 years. I have to think for a second on that one. I think there's other things that I would like to do that I haven't done yet. What's a goal, though?
Like maybe it involves something that you wanted to do.
Yeah.
Or something you think everybody else could do.
Maybe something I've always thought about, but I honestly haven't looked into it at all. But maybe the next thing I'd like to try is maybe writing a book. Because I've always liked the idea of being an author of a children's book. I've always enjoyed that idea, so maybe I'll find the time to be able to do that soon. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Do you have other rules that are really close to being your rule to live by?
Always being kind. Kindness is one of the most important things that you can do in your life, and it's something that people remember the most about you, is whether you were kind to them or not, and whether you treated them with respect or not. So I'd say definitely being kind. And maybe just keep trying. Sometimes it's really hard to encourage ourselves to keep trying. Sometimes when we fail at something, it's easy to say, well, that didn't work, and now I'm done. But to continue to try and take that risk of failing again and again and still trying is probably another one that I would say is a big deal.
If you knew that you would have to live with that rule for the rest of your life, would you change it or keep it?
Oh, I would keep it. Yeah.
Have you ever considered a different rule to live by or ever changed your rule to live by?
I'm sure it's changed as I've grown up. I think when I was younger, a lot of the times I was always kind of encouraging myself to work hard and to always do more. So I never was really one to just do what was asked and be done. I would always do more than what was asked of me. So I think when I was younger, it was definitely work hard, do more, do better. And now it is, but when work is your life, when you're an adult, you don't want to always be working, right? So you have to have that balance a little bit. So yeah, I'm sure it's changed since I was younger.
Have you ever had walls or like something blocking from you doing your rules code or like following your rules code?
Yes. I think it's really hard when you're a teenager to do the right things, to continue to work hard, to continue to persevere. I think it's hard when you get older because you really worry about what your friends are doing and what your friends think and what your friends are saying. So it's hard to still be yourself, and it's hard to still do what you feel is true to yourself when you're growing up.
Was there an impact in your life that made you really want to keep this role?
Probably my parents. My parents always inspired me a lot and wanted me to do really good things. So that kept me going. And they were the ones, too, that often said to me, you can do better, you can do more. We think you'd be good at this. And there were some things that I tried that they wanted me to try that I hated. For example, basketball. Wow. I was not good at basketball, but I tried it. And I tried it for a few years. I tried softball, and I loved softball. And then they encouraged me to try volleyball. I didn't like volleyball. And then they encouraged me to do the plays in middle school and high school, and I loved those. So there were things that I found success with, and things that I didn't. And I think that was just because of their guidance and support.
How old were you when you knew that this was your rule to live by?
Honestly, I don't even know if it was my rule to live by until you just asked me. I think it's something that I've always committed myself to, but I never thought to call it a rule for myself. It's something that I've always reminded myself of, but I think that's because as you grow up, you learn who you are and what you want to do and who you want to be and who you want people to think or what you want people to think of you. So, until you just asked me that, I probably didn't know it was a rule for myself.
Thank you for letting us interview you. We really appreciate it.
Of course, girls. Thanks for having me. This was fun. Good job.
My name is Miss Loth.
What is your rule to live by?
My rule to live by? I would say that my rule is to... to love what you're doing, because then you'll never have to work a day in your life.
Why did you pick this rule?
I picked this rule because I think it's very important to love what you are doing in life, because you'll be stress-free and you will enjoy every single day.
How do you use this rule in life?
I use this rule in life because ever since I was a little girl, I wanted to be a teacher and I wanted to teach young children. So that is how I follow my rule, because that's what I'm doing now. So I love what I'm doing every day.
Why do you believe this is a rule to follow?
I think this is a rule to follow because I think everyone should enjoy what they're doing in life, and they should all enjoy their day every single day and have a great day.
What made you think of this rule?
What made me think of this rule was, I believe my grandma told me this rule when I was very young.
Thank you for letting us interview you.
You are very welcome. Thank you for your time. Those are some good questions.
Thank you to all the teachers who gave us a chance to understand the rule to live by. Also, thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. Have a fantastic rest of your day.